We get the program underway today by welcoming in the longtime voice of University of Maine women's basketball on the Black Bear Sports Network, our friend Don Shields. Hello there, Don.
Hey, Rich. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. You've been a busy man this week with some high school basketball broadcasts and getting for ready for, another America East Championship game.
I don't know. I don't ever call them ho-hum, and you know, I've had to wait almost 2 years for one, so it's ironic that the day that we're going to play this game, which is Friday, that was the 12th. It was March 12th last year, where Maine, the team bus gets off the ferry into Port Washington, New York, and as soon as the bus actually leaves the ferry, I can hear the phone ring, which basically was the notification that there was not going to be a championship game.
Mm. Well, it has been such an unusual year, such a challenging year for everybody in the world of sports, but college athletics has had their share, to say the least, and the University of Maine not immune to that. Don, when you look at everything Amy Vachon and the Maine staff have had to contend with to put together the kind of season they have, it's just, to me, it's one of the most remarkable accomplishments we've seen in Eastern Maine sports.
It is, and I think it should be made note, I don't believe that they've had to stop once because of a team issue with this horrible pandemic, which is, you know, I mean, they've stopped because the university has stopped, but they have not. There are very few teams, you know, not only in the Northeast, but across the nation, and haven't had to be forced to stop or have lost a player due to COVID-19. So whatever she has done to them, and it has been marvelous and miraculous. She's convinced them. She's convinced everybody to buy in, and I understand that. I've been around enough, obviously not this year, but in past years, where I understand why people would buy in and follow what she's selling. So, it really, when you really think about it, it doesn't surprise me as much as it probably should. But you have to get teenage and early 20 adults, young adults, to buy into what you're selling, and they've all bought in, and that's an amazing thing.
And in these times, too, Don, it's not just about buying into whatever the team is trying to do on the court and its preparation and its style of play, but it's buying into all the things that you have to do that might go against your normal approach to being a college student so you can be able to play these games.
Yeah. I mean, basically, your circle of friends is your team. And, you know, whoever your roommate is or roommates, and that's it. I mean, Amy has made mention several times that, you know, her team, they've given up, you know, hanging out with friends, going out with boyfriends, things along that line. So, congratulations to them because, they have a bigger picture they're looking at, and they want that. They obviously want what's at the end of the rainbow.
No question about that. And, boy, they certainly made it clear what their intentions were in the semifinal game. They weren't fooling around with Albany the other day. They took care of that one quickly.
Yeah, you know, the first 4 or 5 minutes was slow starting. I thought that, hey, you haven't played in 15 days. That explains that. That's an easy to explain. But from that point on, they were vintage Black Bears, great balance, I thought Albany early on took away Blanca, and it didn't matter. You know, Ann Simon takes over, Dorr hits a couple of shots, Maeve Carroll does what Maeve does. You know, you have four players with double digits. That's what makes Maine such a very difficult team to play, because if you do shut down Blanca, there are other people who are going to be able to score until she can get hers. And let's be honest, she's been double digits every game this year. Not once has she been held under, into single digits, and you take it for her career. 96 times she scored double digits in a Black Bears uniform.
We're talking with Don Shields, the voice of the Black Bears here on Downtown, and great news today for Blanca Milan. She is now one of just five finalists nationwide for the Becky Hammon Mid-Major Player of the Year Award. Certainly well-deserved. We're seeing one of the great performances I think we've seen in a Black Bear uniform.
This is my 14th year. There's no question. She's the greatest player in the 14 years. I think if I had to pick a starting five, and I say this because I never saw Liz Coffin play and I never saw Emily Ellis play. But I think your five starting five for me would be obviously Cindy Blodgett, who arguably, and it's not even a discussion, she's the greatest black bear ever. Rachel Bouchard, Jamie Cassidy, Amy Vashon, Blanca Milan. There's my five.
That's not a bad five to go with right there. You'll win some games with that group.
I think you would, you know.
Well, it really, Don, now, look, it's great to have playoffs and have that opportunity to go on, but it's especially great to do it this season because this is really the window for the Black Bears with this group of seniors.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they've got the five seniors and four are leaving. Maeve is coming back. I think they'll be fine. I don't, you know, will they be this type of fine? Will they be 19-2 and going into a championship game? We'll have to wait and see. I mean, they've got some great talent. But, you know, obviously this is the final hurrah for Blanca, Dorr, you know, Fonny, along with Kelly Fogarty. And I'm missing who I'm trying to miss. Can't think off the top of my head. But anyway, you know, those players are going out, and they want to obviously go out on top. Interesting little side stat for this game. This is the first time in America East history that you've got two teams coming in to play a championship game that have postseason winning streaks that stretch over 2 years.
That's right, yes.
So, because this was this was going to be the game last year. And, Stony Brook obviously was ready to play Maine. Maine was ready to play Stony Brook. I thought Maine was playing its best basketball at that time of the year. I honestly thought Maine was going to be a hard-fought, you know, go into Stony Brook and win that game. I thought it was going to be hard-fought, but we'll never know. We'll never know who would have won that game.
All right, so what's the key for them on Friday against the Stony Brook team?
Stony Brook is an excellent defensive team, and one of the things they do very well is defend the three. And they did that against Maine. The two games down there, Maine only shot 21% from behind the arc, only actually got 33 shots off in the two games combined. And usually Maine shoots around 23 threes a game. So and the Black Bears shoot from behind the arc 33%. So, that is one of the keys for Stony Brook. If they take away the threes, that is one of their things. I think they're a physical defensive, and they're a very, very good defensive team. They have some height. They do a nice job on the boards. They don't give up a lot of points. Conversely, compared to Maine, and they score 60 points a game, but I don't think they're as dynamic a scoring team as the Black Bears are. So, I think if someone's going to go on a quick run, Maine is more apt to do that than Stony Brook, and I'm not selling Stony Brook short there. They're an excellent team, and this should be a great, great ball game.
One of the things you have to do to be successful is not beat yourself. And boy, when it comes to turnovers, and we remember early last season, that was kind of the bugaboo for the Bears before they began that great second half and postseason streak. But Maine has taken care of that business this year pretty well.
Only team in America East that has more assists than turnovers, 12.4 turnovers per game. They force almost 18. Stony Brook also forces 18, but they turn it over 16 times a game, 15 and a half actually. And when you really take a look at the two games down in Long Island, the first game, great defensive game. The big difference in that game is that Maine fouled a lot, and Stony Brook, they were 18 for 30 from the foul line. Maine only went to the foul line 15 times. Second game, Maine was down by 16 early, but they forced turnovers in the fourth quarter. That fourth quarter was a 23-7 run, and Maine hit a three in about a 20-second span. Maine was down nine. They hit a three, stole a ball, got a basket, stole it, missed a shot, got the rebound, and laid it up and in. Timeout, Stony Brook. It went from down. They went from being up nine to up two, and I was watching, obviously, the video feed and, you know, doing it off the monitor. And them walking to the sideline after the timeout, I said, wow, they've been knocked out. And Maine went on to win that ball game. I mean, that was, you know, and the Black Bears, so their ability to put that pressure on and steal the ball away from you is a very key, I think, a big key factor for tomorrow.
And really, I guess you could say that comeback win is why they're at home on Friday. That was the difference when it came to home court advantage. But how much advantage is there with no fans in the stands?
Good question. Good. I would, you know, if I was, and I'm not obviously running the world, I would pump in as much noise as I could from that UMass Lowell game last year, where it was just insane in that building. I'm guessing the league would not be a big fan of that. Everybody plays in their arenas, and Maine plays in the pit. And I don't care what anybody says. It's an adjustment, and I know Stony Brook's been in town for, I think they got there yesterday, so they're probably going to get some practices in there and get used to playing in the pit. But, when that game gets going a little faster, those walls seem to come in, I think, a little closer than you think.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think playing in the pit is an advantage. If this game was being played, let's say, at the Cross Center, with no fans, I don't think there's any advantage for Maine, in my opinion.
Don, have you calculated at all or even been able to estimate how many bingos this group of seniors has been responsible for?
Oh, that's a great question. It's 145 this year.
Ooh, wow.
I have a lifetime sheets here. So Doors at 235. That's best in Maine history. Blanca, 214. Kelly Fogarty, 144. And Simon's got 51. So, I'm not a mathematician, but by my quick adding right there, that's almost 650 between those four players alone.
That's many bingos. I hope for many more coming up this weekend. And by the way, thank you for the heads up on the joy of broadcasting remotely.
Well, you're going to get to do your game in person. I am not. I am in the remote bunkers again for Friday.
It is a different world, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Well, I want to say, Tyson McCadden, is the best in the business.
You bet.
And he and Sam Hallett, who does the ESPN stuff and does all the video stuff, the godsend for me has been that Tyson and Sam together somehow, I don't know who did what, but I get a direct feed on home games from the pit. So it goes live about 30 minutes before the game. So
that helps.
That's a relaxation, but now I've got the horns, I've got the whistles, I can hear the PA guy. I run it as loud as I can in this little studio I've got here, and it is it really, for me, is totally different. Now, you did the football game the other day. You're waiting for that feed to go live.
Yeah, and it was a little scary counting down those last few minutes. We're in the pregame show, and I said to Bob Lucy, I'll feel a lot better when I see a picture of a stadium.
Yeah, well, and most times, because it's, ESPN Plus or whatever it is, I'm actually reading the starting lineups and trying to focus on the starting lineups and trying to bring up the ESPN Plus feed, because they don't go live until the top of the hour.
Gulp.
And so, there are times I'm midway through the starting lineups and all of a sudden I see a picture.
Wow.
And if you go to it too early, you've got to go back and start the process again, because that's how ESPN does business.
Absolutely. Well, you know what, Don? Doesn't matter what they throw at you. You make it exciting. You compensate for the lack of fans with your great call of the game. We can't wait to hear it come Friday as the Black Bears battle for the America East Championship. And that's 5 p.m. What time are you on the air with your pregame?
4:30. And, the only positive, and I will say this, the only positive of being remote is the drive home is a heck of a lot shorter.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, listen, have a great call, Don. We appreciate you making some time for us today, and hopefully we'll talk with you again soon about the next step for the Black Bears.
Let's hope so.
All right. Thanks, Don. Be well. That's Don Shields, the voice of Maine women's basketball here on Downtown. Your Black Bear reports, and they're brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718.